Greetings in Jesus' name on this 29th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 27 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it's looking like it's going to be a terrific Tuesday. The sun is just peeping up over the horizon. It's 6:39 a.m., and it's top of the morning as we are worshiping our great King and excited about the day that God has in store for us. Why were we busy yesterday, wide open for Christ, busy about the Father's business of destroying walls and taking down walls and putting up new walls and blowing insulation and getting sheetrock, 5/8 sheetrock for the sheetrockers. And I'm headed down to the church in just a little while to open up the building for them. And it's just a busy time in our ministries. We're preparing for the Pastor Refreshers Conference that will be this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with anticipation of over 100 guests that will be a part of this conference. And we're just believing the Lord that He's going to help us and encourage us during these days. Thank you for praying for us. God would help us and He would provide all the needs that we have as we press forward for Him. Very, very busy for the Lord Jesus Christ, and doing our best by the good grace of God to keep all the irons that are in the fire hot, not to let them cool off any, but keep them all hot for the Lord, wide open for Him. I want you to take your Bibles and look with me today in the book of Job, chapter number 23 and verse number 10. I take great comfort in this passage of Scripture. Notice what the Bible says, "But He knoweth the way that I take." I'm preaching on Sunday nights on the attributes of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and our great God and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the three in one. It's just a marvel when you study the Bible and look at all that it has to say about the Godhead. But as I study the attributes last Sunday night, explored the attribute of omniscience, and this passage of Scripture brings great comfort to my heart, and I hope it does to you. The Bible says, "But He knoweth the way that I take." I love that song that we've sung growing up. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Oh, thank God today that He knows the way through the wilderness. Excuse me, the Bible says, "But He knoweth the way that I take." My God is very much aware of every single one of our paths. He is aware of the road we're going down. He knows the way that I take. "And when He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." God knows the way that I'm taking. And He knows all of the things that He's doing in my life in regards to His trials. And Job took great confidence in this thought that God knows. Yes, Job lost his family. Job lost his friends. Job lost his fortune. But God knew that. And in light of all of that, he took great comfort in knowing that God was orchestrating and allowing these things to take place in his life. My dear friend, where does that leave each of us today? Are we confident in the Lord that He truly knows the way that we're taking? Are we confident that even in the trials of life, God is working on our behalf? Or have we lost that confidence? May the Lord remind us today that He is all-knowing and He's working and moving in each of our lives. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.